Our Lady's words, taken from the book, The Mystical City of God, Conception, Book 1, Chapter 23. Our Lady speaks about our guardian angels and how we should love them.
My daughter, on three different points I wish to instruct thee in this chapter. The first is that thou, by incessant praise and acknowledgement, show thyself thankful for the favor which God vouchsafed thee in appointing angels to assist thee, teach thee, and guide thee through the tribulations and sorrows. Mortals, in their abominable ingratitude and grossness, ordinarily forget this blessing. They do not consider what great mercy and condescension of the Most High it is to have ordained thee holy princes as helpers, guardians, and defenders of men, their earthly fellow creatures so full of miseries and sins. In forgetting how exalted in glory, dignity, and beauty these spirits are, many men deprive themselves of numerous blessings, which they would otherwise obtain at the hands of these angels. Greatly do they rouse the indignation of the Lord on this account. Thou, however, my dearest, acknowledge these blessings and give him thanks with all thy heart. The second point is that thou, in every place and at all times, preserve love and reverence toward these holy spirits, as if thou dost see them with thy corporal eyes, and that thou dare not do before them what thou wouldst not do in public. Cease not to exert thyself in the service of God, even as they do and as they require of thee. Remember that they continually see the face of God, being of the blessed. Since they at the same time see thee, let there be nothing indecent in thee. Show thyself grateful to them for their vigilance, defense, and protection. Let the third point be that thou live attentive to the calls, urgings, and aspirations by which these angels seek to rouse thee, move and excite thee to the recollection of the Most High and to the exercise of all the virtues. Be mindful how often they have responded to thy calls, how often they have placed themselves in the way of thy seeking, how often they have solicited for thee signs of the love of the spouse, kindly reprehending thee for thy carelessness and remissness. When thou dost lose in thy troubles and weariness the guiding star of his light, they renewed hope in thy breast, and patiently corrected thee, directing thy footsteps again into the narrow path of the justifications and testimonies of the Lord. Do not forget, my soul, the greatness of the benefits bestowed upon thee in these angels, for they are above those of many nations and generations. Strive to be grateful to the Lord and to the angels, his ministers.